Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3336. Today is the big day. The Ahsoka series debuts. It's a two-episode premiere starting at 9 p.m. Eastern time, 6 p.m. Pacific time, and I believe that's 2 a.m. UK time. And today we've got a top seven list for you of the things that we're hoping to see in the Ahsoka series. Punch it. Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So the Ahsoka series is about to come out. If you're catching the audio version of this, this is dropping with 18 hours, a little under 18 hours prior to the debut of the series. And if you're catching the YouTube version, then it's 11 hours, basically. And yeah, so this will be, of course, non-spoiler because it's coming out before the series. I know there was a fan event and I did not go to that fan event, so I've got no spoilery stuff to tell you, but I've got some things that I think we are all hoping to see in the Ahsoka series. And I'm gonna start with one thing that I'm hoping we don't see. So our top seven list of things that we are hoping to see or not see in this series. The number seven thing is, I would say at least, the world between worlds. That is that strange area of the Force, or, you know, of the universe, where you can actually go in and connect with all sorts of times and places within the Force. And that is how in the Star Wars Rebels series, Ezra was able to rescue Ahsoka from her fight on Malachor with Darth Vader at the end of season two of Rebels, Twilight of the Apprentice, right? That episode. And while that was fantastic and it gave us a clue to how Ahsoka survived that situation, I feel like that's a well that we can't go to very often. And also, it's just such a dangerous well in terms of being able to upset time frames and timelines in Star Wars. And I feel like if they're going to do something with it again, it really should be something major, like if they decide to just reset an entire canon timeline for us. So, and that's what I'm saying, is that I hope that they're not going to mess with the world between worlds. And heaven forbid if they do, that they do something just super minimal with it. In our number six spot, I will say that I am hoping for a return appearance by Luke Skywalker. Certainly Baylan Skoll has alluded to the idea that there are very few Jedi left in the galaxy, and that seems to open up the possibility of showing some of those Jedi, including one very prominent one, of course, who has already appeared in two Star Wars series so far, in The Mandalorian and The Book of Boba Fett, so every reason to think that he could show up here as well. And wouldn't it be great if we also got a peek, even just over the horizon somewhere, at a young Kylo Ren, a young Ben Solo lurking around in the background? I mean, we barely got any young Luke Skywalker in the Obi-Wan series, and even that much, or even just a little, you know, glimpse, that would be fine for Ben Solo in this series as well. In our fifth spot is something that I think we already know is happening, but yeah, it's what we actually get out of it, and that has to do with the flashback situation. So we've heard Hayden Christensen speaking as Anakin Skywalker in what appears to be a flashback situation similar to the Practice Makes Perfect short from Tales of the Jedi. We talked about that on yesterday's episode. And he's not the only person who could show up in a flashback. For example, we could get Temuera Morrison showing up as Captain Rex, and or other clones from the time period. And really, we shouldn't also overlook the possibility of Ewan McGregor showing up as a young Obi-Wan Kenobi, or younger Obi-Wan Kenobi, as part of this flashback too, which I think would be absolutely fantastic. So yes, we know we're getting Anakin. I hope we're also getting Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan and Temuera Morrison as Rex and or more of the clones. In the number four spot, I'll say Force Ghost Kanan. I mean, a flashback with a real life Kanan, of course, would be wonderful as well. But It seems like a Force Ghost Kanan situation would be pretty relevant and also spectacular in its own right. So getting the entirety of the Ghost crew involved in this saga. I mean, we know that we've got Hera, we know we've got Chopper and Sabine, Ezra kicking around somewhere. Zeb is an open question, but since they introduced him in The Mandalorian, it seems like it would be ridiculous not to get him involved in things. And that means that the only member of the Ghost crew unaccounted for is the literal ghost of Kanan Jarrus. And so wouldn't it be fun to see Freddie Prinze Jr. show up in that role? Speaking of other characters that could appear in this series, our number three spot goes to other supporting characters from Star Wars Rebels that we hope will show up in this series. And I picked three of them just to, you know, keep the, the numbers small and manageable. One of them is Hondo Ohnaka. They can do Zeb in live action. It means they ought to be able to do Hondo in live action as well. And they have such an incredibly realistic animatronic version at Galaxy's Edge. It seems like the makeup wouldn't be too difficult to pull off. So yes, a Hondo appearance would be wonderful. Also, Eli Vanto, we were talking about him not too long ago. That would be Thrawn's original right-hand man who was sent off to hang out with other Chiss folks and then showed up again in a couple of the most recent Thrawn novels, right? So yes, it would be great to see Eli Vanto show up in this series somehow. And then for a third character, I'll say Agent Kallus. And yeah, that's another thing tied to Zeb potentially from the history of Star Wars Rebels, but I'm sure Agent Kallus went on to do other fun and colorful things with the Rebellion in his own right, and I'd love to see where he ended up. And I'll add an honorable mention for Jason Syndulla, who, according to, you know, a certain Lego kit, if the characters introduced in the Lego set are also appearing in the Ahsoka series, then yes, we ought to get Jason Syndulla showing up in here, but yeah, no sense for what kind of role he will necessarily play. Heck, that's another reason why we might go to Ossus, for all we know. And the number one and number two spots on the list go to the number one and number two biggest mysteries from the end of Star Wars Rebels. So in my number two spot, I've got Ezra Bridger's fate. Where is he? Are they going to find him? I certainly hope they do find him, and I hope they get him back in the fold. I hope that is the ultimate result of the Ahsoka series. Which then in my number one spot puts the deal with Grand Admiral Thrawn. And so between the two, between Ezra and Thrawn, if you wanted to resolve one of their stories, it could be either Ezra being found and, you know, brought back into the fold, or Thrawn being ultimately defeated. But I don't think we want to defeat Thrawn just yet. I think he's supposed to play a part in the giant movie thing that's tying everything in together. So it would be great, as, you know, my number one hope for the Ahsoka series, that there is some incredible conflict with Thrawn and there is some, you know, series of battles, even some climactic battle that happens, and Thrawn ultimately is not captured or killed as part of this, that there is a great success, but Thrawn lives to see another day and lives to be an even greater threat down the line somehow. But, you know, they've got to have something to do with him. I don't want him to be just somebody who, surprise, appears in the last episode of the series and doesn't do much of anything. And then we're like, come on, we've been waiting for Thrawn this whole time. I think we need meaningful time with Thrawn and meaningful conflict with him as well. But going back to the number two thing, I think we've got to have some kind of resolution out of the series, and I think the best opportunity for that would be for them to find Ezra and have him be a whole part of the Ghost crew all over again. Or heck, send him to Ossus as well. And that's what I've got for you on this final episode before the Ahsoka series debuts at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, 2 a.m. UK time on the 23rd. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget.
Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.